Joining us in the studio, all the way from North Callaway, it's the Superintendent Kenya Thompson, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for having me this morning.
Absolutely. We're glad to have you in here this morning. We started some discussions last month as you were getting ready to ask voters to approve a couple of propositions, Prop N and Proposition C. Wanted to kind of further that discussion a little bit this morning. I was looking at some of your brochures and information, and, you know, Prop C is one thing that will really help out teachers' salaries, as I understand it. Kind of give our listeners a little bit of a viewpoint and some information about starting salary comparison to other districts, if you will, this morning.
So Proposition C is an ask for a tax levy increase to our operation expenses. And so we know that's a difficult ask of our community because nobody wants to pay more in taxes. But when you start to look at base starting salary in our area, the North Callaway School District is last in the EMO conference. It is also the lowest paid teachers in our local area when you look at kind of where we are. So with a base salary of $32,500, we're significantly behind a competitive market. And so it's not uncommon for us to lose teachers to other districts or to have a hard time really recruiting and retaining high quality teachers. We know that teachers are the single most important factor in driving student achievement. If you look at all the research, you know that when you look at it, that is the most important thing we can do for our students is to put high quality teachers in front of them. And so this is an ask for our kids. This is an ask for our teachers because we know that students do better when they have got great teachers in front of them. And we really do want to recruit and retain the best teachers we can.
Again, Prop C, what are you asking the increase on that, if you'll go over that, and how much money might it generate, and how big of a difference is it going to make for your teachers?
Yeah, so it is a 25-cent levy increase ask. That is would equate to a home with an assessed valuation of about $250,000. That's an extra ask of about $114 a year. So I don't want to minimize it, but that's kind of what it would mean to a taxpayer. But that should generate roughly $350,000 in revenue that can directly be used for teacher salaries, but also for our non-certified salaries, our bus drivers, our paraprofessionals, our health aides. And we currently are paying minimum wage to many of those folks. They make more money working at McDonald's than they make working with students. And so we believe the $350,000 equates to roughly $1,500 to $2,000 increases. Now, I can't say exactly what per person or what that looks like, but it is a significant bump to help us become more competitive.
Most certainly. Then this is going to be on the April 2nd ballot, as I understand it.
Yeah, so Prop N and Prop C are both on the April 2nd ballot. Voters get options here. They can vote yes on both, which I think is what we hope happens. But they could also vote yes for N, which is a no tax increase for a new building. Yes on C. So we can do really good things in our district with yes votes on both, but that's up to the voters. And so I think I would encourage every patron in the North Callaway school community to just exercise our democratic values of voting, whether a yes or no. I think it'd be great to see a huge turnout in the polls so we can look at our staff and our community and say this is resoundingly what the community believes is in the best interest of our students and teachers.
No doubt about it. And you have more information up on your school website, I'm sure, if people want to see that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you check out our school website, it gives you many details. The other thing is we're doing lots of community forums. There's another community forum tomorrow night at our middle school. It starts at 6 o'clock. We're averaging 15 to 20 patrons, but we're also live streaming those events. And so if you can't get out of the house, if you've got busy kids, you can also check out the Prop N and Prop C Facebook page and catch the live stream. That's a good place to catch some extra information.
Very nice. We were talking a little bit about you yesterday. We said you're going to be in the studio this morning. There was a news story with the Columbia Public Schools. Basically, the school board is looking, they're going to get a policy that would open up more public comment at school board meetings. And we're going to kind of gauge our superintendents that come through and see how their public comment section works. So can you kind of just tell us a little bit about North Callaway first? And you were previously in the Boonville School District. So if you can kind of go over both those this morning.
So I would say North Callaway, as well as the Boonville District, operate very similarly related to public comment. Public comment happens at the beginning of the meeting, and there's a very short time frame. So I believe it's roughly a 3-minute time frame for people to express their a concern, their opinion. It doesn't have to be tied to an agenda item. It doesn't even have to really run through the superintendent. What I think it does is, I'll use an example. In August, we had a local pastor who showed up, and he just showed up because he wanted to support us, and he chose to offer a prayer during that time. It's the first time I've ever seen it. I thought it was pretty awesome in support of our district, but it does allow patrons to have a voice. I think if somebody had a concern in our district, I would definitely encourage them to follow the right person. So I would hope that if it was a concern with the teacher, they go to the teacher, the principal. If it's a concern with the principal, maybe they come to me. But I think at the end of the day, public schools should represent their communities. And a board of seven is elected to represent a community. And so getting stakeholder involvement in an appropriate way is by far the most important. So I think then we have to think about what does appropriate look like, and making sure we have the right parameters on it so that everybody feels supported in that and they feel listened to and heard.
Absolutely. We appreciate you giving us that this morning, talking to us a little bit about that. We're going to have you again in next month if you agree, and we will talk more about Proposition N, Proposition C, if I can say that, that's going on over the North Callaway School District. Thank you for your appearance this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much, Matt.